On the line with us this morning, Robert Thompson, the director of the Blyer Center for Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Great to talk to you. And I can't start this conversation without at least mentioning what has transpired over about the last 12 to 18 hours on TV. First, we had Rudy Giuliani going on Sean Hannity's show and saying, well, you know, the president repaid Michael Cohen for that $130,000 Stormy Daniels payout. It didn't come out of campaign funds, though, that's for sure. And then the president, of course, who has denied this whole thing, you know, he has his say-so on Twitter this morning. And the attorney for Stormy Daniels goes on Stephen Colbert last night to show the receipt of the $130,000 payment. Sarah Huckabee Sanders this morning is just trying to avoid the whole thing in front of the White House press corps. So I mentioned this, Bob, because the power of television, we know it's included politics for a long time, but this is an amazing back and forth on TV.
Well, it is, and you know, the big news on Monday is old news by Tuesday.
Oh.
I mean, the acceleration of this is extraordinary. And it's interesting that you brought up Colbert, because late night comedy is definitely playing a significant role in this. Of course, way back, which seems like in ye olden days, when the James Comey book came out, which
yeah.
was not that long ago,
I know, but still.
Stephanopoulos, of course, got the first big interview on Sunday.
Yes.
But even before Jake Tapper, even before Rachel Maddow, before Fresh Air, Colbert got Comey on Tuesday of that week. And now, of course, Stormy Daniels' lawyer. So it is interesting how these entertainment venues,
yeah.
these comedy venues, are playing a very big role in this. And, of course, as you point out, what the president says, what Giuliani says, right before we got on the air, I was watching MSNBC, and they are just positively giddy with all of this.
Oh, I'm sure. It's. I mean, talk about great fodder for all of those venues and for radio too, at large. It's just hard to keep track. You need a scorecard, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you can't blink because it changes.
Yeah, yeah. I woke up this morning thinking, okay, it's going to be all about Giuliani today, but wait. There's more. And what about the future of Michelle Wolf? Does anybody care about her anymore? I mean, it has been days since her performance at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, since she caused all the fuss.
Well, if I were, you know how you invest in futures of
oh, yeah.
soybeans and other things? I think if I had some money to invest, investing in Michelle Wolf futures would be a good place to put it. Because I think for all of the stuff that went down since this thing she did at the Correspondents' Dinner, her career is on a real upward trajectory. She's, of course, got a Netflix show coming out at the end of this month. A lot more people know who Michelle Wolf is now than they did the night of that correspondence speech. Virtually all of the late night comedians, including The Daily Show, where she used to work, and Seth Meyers, who she wrote for, have all come out in support of her.
Yeah.
She herself has, I think, very articulately defended what she did. And the press who hired her, I mean, yes, she was vulgar. Yes, it was raunchy. But as she pointed out, you know, you guys might have should have done some more research, because it's
yeah,
exactly what
that was a
they
good line.
Hired her for.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good line. And you're right. The timing of this really couldn't be more excellent for her with the new talk show debuting on Netflix. I'm sure there will be many more viewers now than there would have been.
And she is, I think she's a fine and trenchant comedian. Whether or not that kind of stuff belongs at the White House Correspondents' Dinner is another question. But whether or not this whole people who cover the White House, rubbing shoulders with the White House itself at the Correspondents' Dinner, I have problems with the whole evolution that has taken over the past several years anyway. But that's a whole other story separate from Michelle Wolf.
Yeah, and And I never heard anything about this. If it indeed happened, I don't believe that Sarah Sanders got up to the podium with any kind of response or retort or prepared, you know, speech with jokes or anything like that, which often the brunt of those kinds of comments from comedians, at least they're given that opportunity. But I don't think that happened.
Well, in roasts, that's true, but no, that doesn't happen. I mean, even the people that get the awards at the White House Correspondents' Dinner don't give give speeches. So that's not the way that's generally gone. And clearly, these things have been evolving more and more toward what are the old-fashioned roasts that Dean Martin used to do and that Comedy Central now does. And by the way, that Donald Trump sat for. Back in 2011, Comedy Central did a roast of Donald Trump, and those comedians said absolutely outrageously tasteless things, and Trump back in 2011 took it very graciously.
Yeah, what a difference a few years make.
Yeah.
Well, great talking to you, Bob, and I know a lot of people will be tuned into Michelle Wolf's new show for sure, and thanks for commenting on the events of the last 18 hours on that amazing tube called a television or your mobile device. We'll talk to you next week, Bob.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
That's Robert Thompson from Syracuse University.